So we can begin. Recorded for Pod Together. Written by Wandering Jedi Historian. Brea, I have news, my love. I have found our third. With luck, I will be able to bring him home to meet you soon. I don't want to say too much. I'd rather you two get to know each other directly. You'll understand why. Bail.
Hey, Hotshot. Way to be mysterious, but I'll be waiting for his message. And Palpatine had best remember the laws regarding soulmate meetings. If he doesn't, the Queen of Alderaan will gladly remind him. Brea.
Queen Brea, I know by now the Senator has told you, but I'm Commander Fox. I am the third who shares your soul mark. I know the Senator is working to secure leave so that I may visit Alderaan with him and meet you, but he suggested that for now I write so we can begin to get to know each other. I hope this doesn't inconvenience you. Regards, Commander Fox, Coruscant Guard.
Fox, I hope you don't find me presumptuous, but if we are soulmates, then I would prefer to drop rank. Please, let me know if this makes you uncomfortable or if you're not ready. I understand this must be a great surprise for you. I look forward to meeting you when you are able to visit Alderaan. I know your duties are important, but so is this. So are you. Perhaps, to make this easier, I might pose questions? I can provide my own answers to them, and you can respond in turn? I await your thoughts. Brea. Bail. Did you know Obi-Wan found his soulmate in his commander? Cody and Fox are batchmates, apparently. Fox complained to Cody about being denied leave, and Cody told Obi-Wan, who truly was entirely too pleased, to assist me in forcing Palpatine's hand. Be a dear and send Obi-Wan a crate of his favorite tea for me, please. I had my own list of citations for laws Palpatine was breaking in refusing Fox leave, but Obi-Wan's additional suggestions were magnificent. The Chancellor turned some truly alarming shades of red and purple when I used them. It was quite the sight. Oh, don't worry. Of course, I recorded the call. I'll send the file along. You'll enjoy it. Brea.
Brea. I truly enjoyed meeting you. I look forward to the day I can spend more time on Alderaan with you. I've thought about it as you suggested, and agree continuing with questions and answers for now is a good way. I admit, I searched the HoloNet and found a few lists with suggested get-to-know-you questions. I wasn't sure what to ask. Since you were so appalled at the Holovid library we have access to in the Gar Barracks, what would you say is the best genre of Holo? Any particular recommendations? Fox.
Brea, I am off on a diplomatic mission. Shouldn't take long, but I was able to request Fox lead my security detail. It's the one good thing about senators requiring a Coruscant Guard escort for missions these days. Don't worry too much. We'll be fine. Bail.
Hotshot? You two had better be okay. That's an order. Tell Fox I said hello. Brea.
Brea, I assure you that I am good at my job. I will keep Bail safe. My professional integrity is at stake, if nothing else. Letting a senator get killed would look terrible on my service record anyway. Fox.
Fox, I adore that you're feeling comfortable enough to joke with me. Just don't underestimate Bail's ability to find trouble. His is only bested by Padme Amidala's. Brea.
Brea. Next time I'm on Alderaan, remind me to tell you the story about Senator Amidala and the Hutt. Fox.
Fox? I will hold you to that, mister. Brea.
Brea, I appreciate the excellent calf you sent. Thank you. The Gar issue sludge is an offense against nature and the Force itself. If left alone long enough, I'm fairly sure a pot of it would become sentient. It's vile. Bale insists I come see him in his office if I ever need to speak with him in an official capacity, just so he can be spared the smell of the office calf. Or so he says, anyway. I indulge him because it's clearly better for his blood pressure that he does not spend too much time in the guard offices. I'm not sure what about the office makes him so angry, but something does. He won't tell me. Maybe you'll have better luck getting it out of him. Anyway, I don't have long this time, but I wanted to thank you. It means a lot, and I promise to think of you with every cup. Fox.
Bale? What the hell is going on that you don't like the guard offices? It's something you don't think you can fix, or you'd have done it. What is it, and can I help? Brea.
Brea. If I spend too much time in those offices, I start contemplating things like unfortunate speeder accidents for particular individuals. The offices are not soundproofed. The things I overhear. When the war ends, we're bringing the entire Coruscant Guard to Alderaan. Hopefully none of them protest. Bale.
Brea. Your recent message asked about hobbies. I'm going to be honest, it's hard to have them. There's not much room in Gar budgets for recreational activities. I spend a fair amount of time in the gym and rec rooms when I can, but the activities I participate in are more about availability than interest. I do like trying the different food stalls in clone-friendly areas of Coruscant that we can access. Though, to be fair, anything is better than the standard bland rations we usually get. On a mission a while back, some of Cody's boys learned how to crochet. Their creations have sparked interest in learning from some of my guards, but I'm not sure if it's for me or not. They also mentioned another craft called knitting that they'd heard about. I watched some vids on that. It might be more my style than crochet, but I haven't had a chance to try it. Not sure where I would get the supplies at the moment. They've slashed non-essential gar spending again, and hobbies slash downtime supplies aren't considered essential. I have to go. I have a meeting in a few minutes, but I didn't want you to think I was ignoring your messages. Fox.
Bale, you're not the only one thinking about convenient speeder accidents. You know more about the facilities Fox and his men have access to than I do. Work with Fox to figure out what Alderaan can do to help. Hells, don't stop there. Look at the barracks and find out what we can do to make things even just a little better for all of them. Also, get Fox every size knitting needle they make and the supplies to go with it. Brea.
Brea. I happen to be having calf with Padme, as well as Mon Mothma of Chandrilla, who I don't think you've met yet when your message came in. Ultimately, I may have said a few things to Padme on the subject of the troopers and their lack of recreation activities and supplies. Her handmaidens are now involved as well. There was some annoyed muttering about Thorn evading answering their questions. Mistakes might have been made, but I don't think I regret it. They are as frighteningly competent as you, my love, and equally as determined. Relatedly, a very large craft space is being built in the Gar Barracks. They are also going to add several sports courts. Alderaan, Naboo, and Chandrilla are splitting the costs. Bale.
Brea. I don't know what Bale said to Senator Amidala, but Thorn is hiding in his office. Something about threats to dye his hair unfortunate colors in retaliation for something? I am definitely missing something here. But I suppose we have you and Bale to thank for the new recreational spaces. Cody said the Jedi have been lobbying for such things for a while, but they haven't gotten anywhere, nor do they have the funds to do it themselves. I know I'm not the only one grateful that Alderaan is willing to shoulder the costs, and to find some others willing to do the same. Thank you. Fox.
Bale? I always knew I liked Padme, and her handmaidens are delightfully efficient. Go and give Fox a hug for me, will you? And call Obi-Wan. Sounds like he has some additional ideas, too. The Jedi have been prevented from helping. What a shock. If I was on Coruscant, I'd probably end up arrested for disturbing the peace or something, for the number of times I demanded to speak to the Chancellor. Brea.
Brea. The temptation is stronger every day, I assure you. Obi-Wan and Cody are joining Fox and I for late meal tomorrow. Force help anyone who interferes with that. I plan on asking plenty of pointed questions. We will see him through this. Somehow. Bail. Brea.
We're sorry if we've worried you. The communications blackout this last week was a necessity.
So much has happened on Coruscant, love. The good news is, the war is over.
The bad news is, Palpatine was a Sith. He engineered the entire war. But he's dead, and the truth is out.
The Senate is in chaos, so I don't know how long before we'll be able to get home, but we both hope it's soon. Once things settle down, the three of us can sit down and figure out what happens next. Vale.
And Fox.
Thank you for finding time for your message. I've been worried sick. Do what you have to do. Alderaan will be waiting when you're done. I love you both so much. Brea. P.S. Thoughts on a summer wedding?
Brea. Sounds good to me, though Bail says I'm supposed to tell you that was a very lackluster proposal and I should hold out for better. Fox.
The end.
Their minds and fought the wars, and why I've spent my whole life trying to put it into words, 'cause you can hear it in the silence, you can feel it on the way home, you could see it with the lights out, you